fast food workers rallied and set up picket lines at several locations across San Jose to call attention to what they say are big problems with low pay and poor working conditions in the industry Wednesday. Workers are calling on the city to get involved to help clean up the industry and are calling for passage of state legislation to help. Fast food workers rallied outside City Hall to bring attention to their plight, laboring for low wages in a multi-billion dollar industry. Sergio Valderrama is a San Diego McDonald's worker. He said he's having trouble keeping a roof over his family's head with what he makes.
You know, I have to work two jobs just to support my family and have a roof over their heads alone. And I don't think anybody in California has to go through all of that. That's why we want to ask every legislator and everybody that's got the power to support us just to be here for us.
A recent survey shows that about 13,000 people work fast food jobs in San Jose. The report also revealed that about two-thirds of them are women and 80% are people of color. Carla Cruz is a member of PAWIS, which means sweat in Tagalog. It is also an acronym for the Filipino-American Association of Workers and Immigrants. She says, contrary to popular belief, many fast food workers are trying to make ends meet on the low pay they receive.
The life of a low-wage earner, immigrant, is not easy. Often we take the first job we can get when we are new to a country. Even if we are exploited and abused and our health and safety are compromised, because we are so willing to work hard for a better life.
Fast food workers also walked off the job at two locations in the South Bay, including a Kentucky Fried Chicken in downtown San Jose and a Carl's Jr. on Saratoga Avenue on the west side, where San Jose Vice Mayor Rosemary Kamei spoke in support of their fight for better working conditions and pay.
There's a stereotype that fast food workers are mostly part-time teenagers. But as I look around in the crowd today, I see mothers, fathers, grandparents, children of families who rely on fast food jobs to keep up with the rent and make sure his food is on the table.
Ultimately, California fast food workers are advocating for state lawmakers to pass AB 1228. The Fast Food Corporate Franchisor Responsibility Act would hold fast food chains accountable should franchise operators violate labor laws. KPFA reached out to the California Restaurant Association, but they did not reply with a statement by airtime. I'm Jordan Delfugo, reporting for KPFA.